Ford thought that the whole thing was ridiculous, that there could not be a patent on the idea of the automobile, that the automobile was not the property of one single individual.
Ford is determined to get around Allam's stranglehold on the auto industry. But he's just one man going up against a virtual monopoly. If he's going to be a success without Allam, he's going to need to make a name for himself.
It's a very simple thing on the make or break decisions, the gut. And that's what separates the great leaders and the great successes. And if you can't listen to it and you don't have it, you're never going to get it. Of course, it's never going to come from someplace else.
Henry Ford challenges the owner of the biggest car company in the country to a race. Alexander Winton is also known as the fastest driver in America and a prominent member of Allam. Beating Winton with a car of his own design has the potential to give Ford the boost he needs to start his own company. There's just one problem. Henry Ford has never raced a car before.
It's David and Goliath scene. Winton's famous world record holder has this fancy race car. Ford, the local boy, made good.